Something.
All right. Okay, today's episode is not brought to you by anybody, but we're gonna. Somebody had wrote a comment and mentioned Ada East as a place we should check out, so we went and checked it out.
Oh, okay.
It is on Harper in Detroit. It's not easy to find, she said, but she said it's nice.
Just south of 8 Mile?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just south of 8 Mile, like tucked in.
Yeah.
Somewhere close.
Business district.
So it's. She said it's really nice. Their card has best meds. I guess it won some awards. Cannabis Cup. They won some Cannabis Cup in 2015.
That was a long time ago.
Best dispensary in 2007.
So you're me now, right?
Sounds like Reclaim.
Yeah,
that's good. Bad. All right, so as you can see, we have Cootie. We got Cootie. me, Rudy, Tom, Cut, White Mike, and our friend Tree is joining us.
White Mike.
Alright, so.
As opposed to Black Mike.
That's right.
Or Green
there
Mike.
There was Burnt.
Or Purple Mike.
Chubby, Skinny.
Brown Mike, man.
There was all kinds of mics.
We'll start with the Sour Diesel. Because I think this is actually one from the company. This one doesn't have an actual company that made it. Because that one's from. I can't.
Anunnaki.
And the other one's from Bone Grown. Bones Grown.
That's weird.
Yeah.
How do you come with that name? Bones Grown.
I don't know. Likes bones, I guess.
Somebody's named Bones.
Yeah. But that one is actually.
He's bone meal in the soil.
Yeah. Lemon pound cake, 75, crushed with Kush Mints 11, phenol number 9. Okay. That's a fucking goddamn.
That's a name.
Yeah, that's a
Did
lot.
Did you write all that?
How about just call it like. Cookie mints or something.
Let's call it bullshit. Keep on stepping.
Yeah. Well, I like confuse them before they're high.
Because when we get through smoking, I might be calling it bullshit.
No, tell them it this sober, and let's see if they can say it high.
What are those Ace?
Yeah, they're always Ace. One of these Ace is top shelf. One of these Ace is from Bones Grown. Obviously, I don't know what the price of the Bones Grown is. But I do know that one is top shelf and one is not.
What are the prices of them?
I do, but I don't have it.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I do, but we'll find out at the end.
Later.
We don't know who the Sour Diesel is from?
No, it doesn't say. But that's what we're going to try first.
That's what I'm curious about. Mother Earth. Sour Diesel.
I mean.
Does it smell sour?
I'm not telling you. You tell me. Well, don't tell me.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, Kitty's checking you out too.
That's sour diesel.
That's my boy.
That's Mrs.
Got the sour smell.
This is hers?
That's Miss Naya, yeah.
Oh, Miss Naya. Hi, little Claus. Ooh, you're young and ready.
Yeah.
All right, she's ready. She's like, I'm buying them.
This is the final product of the
That's
cat
cool. I just realized they don't have tails in all those videos and never even noticed.
No, that they don't have tails.
First
They're bob
time.
Tails, yeah.
They're just Japanese seeing bob here, tails. Like in all the videos you're watching them do stuff, so like I'm not even thinking about their tails.
Yeah, it's almost done. I'm going to put a couple more things up there to keep them entertained, but for the most part, yeah. And they do enjoy it. They'll go up and down from here to there.
And all out there.
Spots sitting here.
They
they're all there all over.
And they got a hole through the wall.
They use that shit like crazy.
Yeah, I remember when they were doing that.
They do look. I mean, yeah, it's the first one with stick.
Got to do a squeeze test.
In a while. Not much is sticky.
Take the butt out.
That's
worth it. No, take it out. Take it out and squeeze it. I mean,
I feel something.
You gotta do your
fingers.
Due diligence, man.
More normal.
Squeeze it and stick your fingers together.
It looks pretty tight.
Now squeeze them fingers together.
Not that sticky.
It's all right. Sour Diesel. I've grown Sour Diesel once.
I used to get it all the time. Friend of mine used to grow it.
That's like, man, I want to say like 2000 to 2002 or so. Like,
oh
it was Kung Fu Diesel, all that shit. Like, it was big, like way back when I think it was in a different city. But yeah, it was like New York Kung Fu Diesel, all that shit. It was like for 2-3 years where that shit was pumping.
They had a Detroit Diesel too.
Yeah, they said like it was pumping good.
I knew that they made that Detroit Diesel.
Was he from Detroit?
No.
Smoky.
Close enough.
Everybody
clear. But he had the dispensary in Detroit that he was
running. Really? Tell us how you really feel, Rudy.
Your turn.
It's starting to. What are you doing?
Gotta get into the.
Making app. A name.
Get into the hat.
You want to get up in the window? You can't hit my tea.
All right. So what was one called? Fuck the name. Sour the other two were. Yep.
Yeah.
So, really.
One is
Sour Diesel. Fuck the name.
Cereal. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. How's the family?
Great, thanks.
Tell them I said hi.
Yeah, we'll see.
You pick a number from 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
LBC. Oh, what you know about the LBC?
You really get off the tray. You know the deal, kitty.
What are we going today, Kyle?
John, what should I drop?
It smells fresh, huh? Really?
Something to mess with.
Pain.
Oh man, that's why you was interested. What are you doing at your house? Oh, cars?
Canvas.
Okay.
One of those sides, just a little one.
Hide your number so I don't get influenced.
You gotta hit it twice. That thing's burning fast.
Yeah, I was like, that's
it's burning super fast.
It's fresh.
Real fast.
It must have been real dry. Was it real dry?
No.
No, it didn't feel real dry.
No,
why did it burn so fast?
It's not very...
That's a good question.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah. It's
like hot box.
Okay. I think it's just hot.
Yeah. It's just, that's a...
It's missing a couple components.
That should go around. Most of my joints go around three times.
Right.
That's four almost. That's not gonna make three. Yeah.
That's not even gonna make two.
It's not even gonna make two barely.
You're right.
Which is, I mean, I got my score, so
which is
it feels like it.
Which is kind of strange.
It was some brush fire the way it went. I will agree.
It's that California brush fire.
Oh man.
Get some.
Almost did. Was getting up in there. All right. Everybody got something?
All right.
Let Mike hit it one more time.
And my ass worked my ass off 12-some hours today without smoking, so if I should know.
Yeah, you should.
How you go 12 hours without smoking?
Man, I work. Well, I smoked a doobie at like 10 with my worker. I came.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I know, right?
All
right.
Go ahead.
It's terrible.
Rudy, let me hear what you got to say.
It's diesel, but it's not very strong. It tastes like diesel. It smells like diesel. But I really don't like it. I give it a 4.5. All
right.
I forgot about half points again.
I don't forget about him. Rudy's the only one today. And he just does it to make it difficult. I gave it a 4. Because it
has, he's leaving me hanging.
Yeah, you left him hanging. Well done.
Sorry, dog.
I gave it a 4 because it doesn't have any flavor.
That's got me last down to half point.
And there's not. I mean, the cough was kind of late, and I think it was more like to do with just. I don't know. It tastes like bad weed to me.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say. I'm not gonna leave it at that. Cut.
I gave it a 5, even though I didn't really like it, but I thought it smelled good and like it looked good, so I wouldn't be mad at it by looking at it in a bag, I don't think. But
we don't
I
know
smoked
what
we
paid
it,
for it either, so
yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Anyways, you smoked it.
But I smoked it and it was like you said, gone by the second hit. So
yeah, that's weird. Went. It went around, so it was gone quick.
And we didn't. Nobody was dragging on it. Like no. I mean, Rudy took two quicks and passed it.
Yeah.
And like, I rolled up three buds. I made a decent joint. I don't know. Tom,
it was 4.
You should weigh out what you got left and see just how much. Like, was that over a gram?
Maybe.
It is. Are always over a gram.
Tree.
Figuring out the scale again, but I give it a 6.
Okay. So you liked it?
I mean,
So
I don't smoke a lot, so yeah, it hits. It's
No. It's about like, so the scale is not really.
The smell.
Don't put too much effort into the scale. You got to think of it this way. Scale goes like this: 5. I'll hit it one time because you're in a circle with friends.
Right.
You're hanging out. Hit it one time. Right?
Right.
Because it's okay.
Right.
It's not nothing I really want to write home
right,
on.
That's,
six means that you're
going to
hit it twice. You're
going to
hit it twice and before you pass it.
Okay.
7 means you're going to 3 times hit it. 8 means you're going to microphone it. 9 means you're going to ask for, if I can find out who to fucking get it from.
Right.
10 means, can you give me a cut?
Right.
Now you go the opposite way. 4 means I'm pretending to hit it. I'm not really hitting it. Not
pretending
inhaling.
To hit
I call it the Clinton.
Okay.
Some Clinton in it. 3 is... I'm not hitting it again. 2 means 2.
What
I'm going to look at
you.
I'm
going to
give you that dirty eye.
Fuck?
And 1 means we fighting. There's something wrong with you, and I don't like
don't
you.
Don't bring
anymore.
That to my table.
So that's the scale. So
yeah,
6 means you would hit it
6,
twice.
6, I would hit it twice.
Yeah. And again, don't. No pressure, because you're not. You don't have to be like anyone else, because my taste buds suck compared to everyone else's. And I've pointed it out many times. What did you think,
Mike? I gave it a 5 because I smoke with my friends, but I wouldn't touch it again.
Okay, well,
it was
hot. It is
hot. It was hot. Well, that shit was like smoking brush fire, and it wasn't fucking dry when I squeezed it. Like, it it was just like spongy, though. Like, so what, as growers, what did they not do? What nutrients didn't they flush?
What
didn't they?
What
nutrients they didn't?
Heavy metals that make it burn fast.
Right. Did they use their AC units for and get aluminum in the water? Use their AC water. My buddy did that and fucked his whole shit up because it's soil. He has hydro.
We had burned
that water and the soil didn't soak up any of the aluminum. And it fucked up a whole like 3 months of his shit.
All right.
That's what it finally was.
Back at you
though.
With
he's like,
we just finished the sour diesel.
I come one day, it looks perfect. It's like, duh.
And we didn't like it. None of us.
Fail.
Like it was alright. I mean, it got 5. Tree
fails terrible. I just put
it
in my pocket.
Twice.
She would hit it twice.
So what did it come to?
I don't know, Mike. What's that average?
Huh? What? You
what's
got
the average?
8, 10, 14,
22,
26.5.
Is it
26 or 24.5? No, divide 26.5.
By 6.
You got 12 plus 10. 28.5. You add them all the numbers. What do you got?
I'm going to add them up one by one just for you. Plus
24.5.
Plus 5.
28.5.
28.5 divided
thank
by
you.
6 equals 4.75.
There you go.
Oh, except that one.
I was guesstimating 4.5, but I didn't do the math.
What was that? It was
28.5 divided by 6.
Now which one is this?
Alright, so we're on to the next one, which is...
The half points fuck me up.
They
I
do.
Give you an exact
see?
Right, but Rudy's fucking my... I was like, it's around 4.5, and I'm not thinking
about it. Alright, anyways. So this one's cereal milk.
Cereal milk.
Yes, cereal milk.
What name is that?
I wonder if I'm going to sound like...
It's from
these Christmas.
What kind of name is that?
It's from these guys, whoever packaging they use. So I don't know if maybe that's
man,
part of
it. Have you ever had like Fruity Pebbles milk at, like after you've eaten the cereal?
Yeah. Hopefully it's really fruity.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet and creamy, probably.
I've never had Fruity Pebbles.
Well, you've had cocoa, you've had something sweet, man. You've had honeycomb, you've had something. Frosted Flakes.
I don't know, honeycomb doesn't...
No, you had some Frosted Flakes in your day.
I don't even eat cereal, but man.
I grew up on cereal.
Fruity Pebbles are fucking good.
Nice crispy treat, Fruity Pebbles. Like, thank you.
So you're telling me the sugar milk and the sugar makes it good.
Oh, Kevin Baldwin? From the fucking other side of the state, took him to Virginia, and he stayed in my house for 2 weeks working on a job. This motherfucker puts the milk in his bowl and then the cereal.
That's silly.
Oh, wow.
Never see him. He's like, everybody does that. I'm like, nobody does that. And I fucking asked everybody. I asked everybody I knew. And they're like, no. I'm like, on Facebook, I was like, anybody do this? And they're like, no, that's stupid as shit. And I'm just like, we get to Virginia. He's like, I'm like, yo, we're having a disc golf tournament. There's a whole bunch of people from a team in this place. And he's getting the bowl. I'm like, everybody go to the kitchen right now. Kevin's about to pour cereal. And they're like, what? And I was like, but the milk's already in the bowl. Everyone's still like, it's up. What the fuck are you doing, man?
On drugs?
I was like, told you nobody does that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's those things. Like,
it does smell like Fruity Pebbles.
When you see somebody
maybe not
peeing in
maybe
the
I just used God in my head, lady.
Your suggestion.
Power suggestion. I got to start all over. Yeah. Give me some
fire. It happens.
No, not since you were a kid.
Oh, I've seen grown-ups.
No way.
Yes. Wow. It's weird.
I've seen grown-ups, too.
Yeah.
It was a decent movie. Wasn't the best.
No,
oh,
man.
Oh.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
You never saw grown-ups with Adam Sandler? Of course you haven't. Never mind.
Maybe,
what do you mean, of course I
have? Oh, snap.
Time in the day.
What the hell
there
are you
is definitely
say?
Not enough time
grown
in the
ups.
Day between the girls you talk to.
I have seen.
Weed you're trimming.
I've seen every Adam Sandler movie
ever
made. Every one of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Fanboy, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Got your ping?
I've seen every last one of them.
The one
although my favorite one is when he's the devil's son.
Oh, he had Little Nicky.
Oh, Little Nicky, that's
like
killer.
Spanglish.
That's killer.
That's
of course you would like Spanglish.
Yeah. And what about the one?
Of course you would like Spanglish.
Now, the one that's really good is one where he uses the remote.
Quick.
You know what you want to talk about? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Right. That's a weird
one. Where he skips through time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets, like, he keeps on skipping the bad, the boring shit, yeah. And then eventually it just starts skipping, like, whole parts of his life. And he ends up old as fuck, not knowing what the fuck happened. So basically, like.
It's like almost like a time machine type
thing.
Well,
like this is,
it's like my life with alcohol, you mean?
What?
What happened? Fast forward.
Hmm. Somebody's gonna like this.
I remember you were just about to get that last time I was here.
What's that? The
Big Buddha.
Yeah, isn't it sweet? Yeah. I think I might use it as a label for my.
That's your trademark.
I went right home, bud.
I'm not.
It's all right.
I'm already at home.
It's okay.
I could use
it's pretty okay, dude.
I could have used a better bud. A better bud.
It's fine, good.
A blueberry bud would look
no,
better.
No, that's fine.
I could have trimmed
that's,
it better
that's perfect.
His leaves all over sticking out.
I know. Look at that stem in the middle there, man.
That's cool.
I should have flipped it.
No, it's perfect. Just like it is.
You should, like.
The stem, the weed was a separate one you put on top of it?
What?
Get a heart-shaped
are you talking about flipping
mount,
upside down?
No,
mount
like,
a
just turned her a little bit so the stem wasn't as visible.
Are they not the same?
Mount a little tray.
No, they're the same.
That's the still.
Yeah. You're saying they should have.
Here's the
still. Yeah.
So you see the still.
You put the...
It's
okay, I got you. You just had it printed up. I got you.
I had the Buddha out in the front row.
I thought you ordered it like that. I'm like... Unless you put the sticker on top of the sticker, you got me lost, bro. And it's like, it's still a two-dimensional object. Tell me how you're turning it. Like,
what the fuck, man? Am I fucked up on these joints or what?
What's going on?
You're just not rolling them good.
I guess not.
It's fucking your fault.
Dude.
What was wrong with you
today?
We
got 106 shows, and I've rolled maybe
that's what I'm saying.
Two joints.
No, come on, come on. Something else is going on here.
We're
going
to have to help out, man. He's getting tired.
And none of them did that.
I think it's just this
I
all this
went
stuff.
A fucking
hey, you guys, let's. It might be these Anunnakis. You know, it might just be these people and whatever. They're not flushing out of their shit. I mean,
it's gotta be that. It's gotta be that.
I mean, it's like sponge shit. Like when back in the day when shit. I mean, I don't know shit, but the heat.
Well,
like I know it's hot, man, and it's
unflushed. Usually burns slower though because it's all.
It just tastes so
ashes
hot.
Black and going
just, yeah, the ash should be black, but it's just not hot. Or it's just
it's
so.
it is running a little
bit. Hot box. Just
right.
Like the last
and
one.
Nobody's even really hitting it. I think it's the whoever's
it's
growing it. Like, whatever.
Man.
Yeah. It's like, it's whatever they're growing.
Dried out and they
I gotta do it again.
Like
I can't help it.
I gotcha.
I
that's probably
it
why
out,
it's
man.
Not that sticky.
Yeah,
they probably rehydrated it. That's probably why. Well,
what a name.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Dave?
I know. Why that name?
Come on, let's hear it all.
You know why it is. Because aliens. They're like, ooh, we're going to be, maybe we'll get all the nerdy alien people.
Yeah, maybe.
But you know how many people are going to look at it and go,
right. That's what I said. A lot of people won't even know how to enunciate.
But it doesn't matter anyway. They fucking control the market, so they have no choice. It doesn't matter. What are you going to buy?
So far, so garbage.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Doesn't matter what you call it.
Did you write your score?
Yep.
No. I'll influence everyone else's.
I mean, shit. Everybody knows.
One of these is the top shelf and highly recommended.
I was gonna say, you highly recommended it.
The fucking butt tender.
Yeah. Okay.
And this Bone Groans is recommended from the butt tender too, because they had like three options from the Bone Groan. I asked him, my
hey, him, her,
whoever
do,
it is.
Do I have it?
I asked the Instagram people, you know, what one do you guys think we should get?
Your number. Okay.
And he goes, talk to the bartender, punter, tell you which fire kicking or whatever the fuck your mango is or emojis. It was emojis, basically.
Your number five means you hit it once and then you never hit it again, right?
No, you pass it.
No, you're you hit it one time every time it comes around?
Yes.
Yeah. A three? Oh, no.
A three
thought,
is you hit it one
I thought
time.
Five was you hit it once, like, no, I'm done with it.
No, no, no. Three is you hit it once, I'm done with it. Four is you clinting it. You're like, I'm being nice. I'm just gonna like.
You're like five, but you don't. You're
I can't believe these joints aren't going around three times.
I didn't even hit that. I let that there sit and cool for a minute before I hit it, and it still was hot as fuck on my second hit. That's all I wanted to see. It was hot as hell. I sat there and talked
you know
for
what?
A minute. I was like,
I'm gonna start with hot. White Mike. Let's hear what he has to say first.
Four. Right. I'm glad I wish I'd wrote a three, because I was thinking this one. It's like. It's just not.
There
was no flavor, no smell, no aroma, no nothing. It was just hot.
Cut.
I gave it a six.
I knew it. Someone's gonna like it.
I gave it a six because I thought it looked.
Cut.
It looked. It
cut.
Didn't smell.
It's not about.
It did.
It's not about.
Are you on drugs?
It's not about butt. All right. So, it's about smoking quality, right?
But, no, you're in a circle.
But it's.
I mean, if it hits you hard, then you should mention it.
Add
no,
it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
ahead.
That's probably why you go to a higher number.
So it's just
I looked at it and I was like, I'm not gonna like this. But then when I tasted it, I was like, okay.
What'd you get?
I mean, it was kind of, like, minty.
Okay. All right. Well, then I know he's going to like it. Go ahead,
it was minty and earthy, but no, I give it a five.
Okay.
But it had terps, but it was, like, not the greatest.
You tasted terps? I didn't.
But again,
that's an S.
He probably didn't taste it.
That's an S.
Yeah, that's definitely an S. But it's supposed to be a five.
He gives it an S. I smoked on it.
Smokable.
3?
I think it's
3.5.
3.5?
Yeah. Woo!
Scale.
What happened?
What did you think of it? Like you said, like, I would hit it twice, but like be friendly with it, but like it burned.
Yeah, I get you. Oh, it was, like Mike said, hot. 4? Yeah, I give it a 4 too. I'd be polite to whoever was smoking it. Just to be polite, because, again, it's hot, so I can keep it in my mouth and not be grossed out.
I would give it a 4, too, but the last one, it had more terps than the last one.
Okay. 4.66, I believe, but you can add it.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
6.66.
So far, not impressed, but...
I'm either!
On the next.
Okay.
What does LBC stand for? Did they say
all right, it says it on there, but I didn't want to... It's a lot to write down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, so Bones Grown, they're on Instagram. This is their lemon.
4.4166.
Lemon pound cake, off. 75. Crossed with Kush Mint 11, phenol number 9.
By 2, not 2.5.
I guess. That's a lot of phenols. I really wish I could pop 10 fucking seeds from one thing.
It gets just 10 different females. Good.
10 females.
I forgot they had 2.5.
No, they probably got 50 females that they're playing with. Yeah.
But I never got
you gotta do the
this is just one that they thought was good.
No, it's just one. Maybe. Just take the
biggest set. So if it's
in the 100s, take the 100. Get those up. Gabby was talking about like math diagrams. She
was
Okay. I definitely took enough to roll a fat fucking joint. If
yes.
This bitch don't,
if this don't burn,
something up.
Can we return it?
Something up
yes
with your buttercup.
Can.
But they saw
return it for up. Like some black. What, yeah. Some, tell some tell them we think we got this there too.
Huh? You do what?
They returned some moldy weed the other day.
Tell them we think we got this there too, and they should give us.
Yeah.
Where did you get it
from? Black ass shit.
Where did she get it from?
I don't know where she.
It looks like reclaim. It smells like reclaim.
She said it was good.
I think it's reclaim.
She told me that like she'd been
like
it
literally it. Smells like.
Noticing nothing like that.
I have. It's on my razor blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably didn't look
like
at it,
under my sink.
Did she get other stuff when she went?
Poor lady. I hate people.
She didn't just get that, right?
Probably didn't see it. Big fluffy buds.
Black shit.
Awesome and brush fire.
Thank
you.
We're gonna spark.
I'd like to get a buzz at some point.
Yeah, me too. So far, no go.
The good thing we got the bonus strand.
Yes.
Coming in for the
cheesequake.
Oh shit.
That worked perfect. Coming in for the cheesequake. Good finish.
That was just fucked up. Red eyes. Dry mouth.
No.
Doesn't happen very often.
I wish I wouldn't have seen two butts come out.
I tell you what, it happened earlier during
wow.
the Rudy segment.
Yeah, you're right.
We smoked, what, three?
Three joints.
Yeah.
Deadhead?
Or, no, they were 18.
They were 18?
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Lemon pound cake crossed with Kush mint.
London. It says London pound cake.
See, I've been calling it.
Because I was like, this tastes, smells minty and earthy.
Is
not like.
Okay, London pound cake. Let me refresh that.
Kush mint, okay.
I screwed up. I'm sorry,
so it's
everyone.
A P then.
It's
so
mint.
It's London pound cake.
Yeah, not this ain't the LBC, bro.
The LBC.
LBC.
Love it.
No, that's my fault. I told her LBC. Actually, I said LBK. I don't know why I said K.
You said LBK and then changed it to LBC.
Yeah.
Thank you for the assistance. Ooh, lock the pink hand. Oh, that's not it. That's a Sharpie.
We're going to fuck your board up.
Woo! Got him, coach.
There we go.
I'm so glad I read. I'm like, sharp, no.
This place is called ADA.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
It just looks so thin.
By recommendation of one of the guys that watched
it. My pen, son.
He watched the show.
Who's fooling I'm dropped after today.
From a viewer.
Oh, here.
Oh.
Yeah, a viewer.
Take this flutter noose.
Recommended that we go to the thing.
Check this place out.
Yeah, he had mentioned a couple things, but okay. I saw the bones grown, and then I told her to do the thing so we could actually have a guess the mid type game going. You know, because we don't really know which one's the mid. This could be a mid.
Could be. Probably not. But
could have been two mids and a top shelf. But.
Like mid grade? That's what I was thinking of this whole set.
Yeah,
mid-price.
Mid-price, 45.
No, 60. I'm thinking like mid-grade.
35.
Shit was seized.
Sorry, 35.
Man, 45, I'd have felt ripped off.
Already. I'm thinking like 45 is it.
One of these was probably 50 or 60.
Ugh. Not yet.
Well,
they learned to manipulate the system.
Not so yet.
This one's going to be good.
This one's burning quick, too. If he put a lot in this one. Oh, it seems like it's burning hot.
Dry to dry, dry.
Mm-hmm. That shit was like, when I squished it, it like tumbled. I was like, I literally just tapped him on my shoulder. I said goodbye. Cookie gets the action. Like on these ones, we don't actually, like, you're the only one that gets to. Know if it had a good flavor. Whoever hit took the dry hit. Whoever took the green hit's the only one. I'm just saying, whoever takes the dry hit before you light it, it's the only one that's going to know when it's hot. When it's just like that.
Ooh. Man, I was.
Like, you should let everybody dry hit at once. You should add that into the rotation.
Yeah,
because without me dry hitting it, I can't tell you what I really need to tell you. I need to know what I thought from a dry hit, and then I need to know. Like, roll his, and let's all dry hit it. Then we'll have a better comparison. I can give you a number that's like, dude, I felt like this, and now I'm like, fuck your couch.
I think the dry hit, though, like, after the first two dry hits, it's almost like...
Well, let's two people do it, and then let whoever, just like, you should let a couple people dry hit it so you can have an attitude. Be there. Whoever the growers are.
But the first two are like, damn, I can't. That's crazy.
What?
He can't it's taste that.
No, that's something up, man.
It's burning quick. I didn't even hit it hard. I hit it real soft the first time flavor. I didn't even barely hit
it. Plus, when you hit it, it's hot. To me.
All of them. That one was harsh with hot.
Hotter than
that one was harsh with hot. That one, I think, was just dried out without being rehydrated. The other ones, I think, got rehydrated. I think they're all, like, on the cycle. That one's on its way to getting rehydrated next
again,
week.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's like, the other ones already went through twice, so there's just no more kick your butt.
Wildfire. It's gone.
Man.
I only hit it once. It's, like, gone.
I mean, you gotta do the shitty shows to get to the good ones, I guess.
Where's the good ones?
It's a good show because we're here and we're doing something.
No, that's not what I mean. I just meant, like...
Damn you and your bad weed choosing.
It wasn't even
that's
me.
Not what
it was Veronica.
Damn, Veronica.
Hold on. So Veronica came here talking about this shit. Was like, you don't get it. Everything there was nice. Everything
LPC.
Smelled great. Everything looked great. She's like, it all looked good. I want to know because I want to know, like, it looked good. Even the shit that was on the bottom shelf looked and smelled good. Their trim smelled good.
I go there, though, and I can't pick out good weed because it all smells good. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't even want to look at that.
You think I would?
No.
Has everyone got their scores?
Yes,
I do.
Sir!
I got mine.
How about you, Pat? You scored that thing?
Yeah, I got my score.
Did?
You sounded real enthusiastic. Yeah.
All right, well, let's go with Rudy.
Four.
Really?
You know, I have to give it had a little better taste than the other ones, but it still didn't
Are
have
you
anything.
Serious?
It still didn't have anything redeeming.
Oh, my fucking God. I gave it a 3.
You done, Cook?
That's what bad weed tastes like. That's the
like
shit I can't fucking
it's
taste.
Hot. It's like mid-grade. It's
fucking
Regos.
Goddamn train wreck.
It's like smoking
Moldy,
Regos.
Mildewy.
No, that's nowhere near train wreck.
No. I'm not saying, again, I don't know what train wreck really tastes like, but that, whenever
like
I say train wreck or purple, that's the flavor.
That
There's
you
nothing
don't like.
There. Yeah.
That you don't like.
It's just like this.
You're crazy.
Mildew. What'd you give it?
A 7.
Shut the fuck up.
That tastes like pound cake, dude.
I don't know what the fuck pound cake tastes like.
You
that don't taste like that.
A 7?
Yeah.
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 5.
It has some crazy terps, man. I don't believe you guys can't taste that.
I did not taste any terps. I tasted...
Everybody has different tastes.
I don't know if I had
terps
in like... What, 5 minutes? Like, you felt rush right to your head right away?
Everybody
No.
Terps
is taste, yeah. Nothing to do with you.
No, it does have psychoactive effects, but I just meant taste.
Yeah.
I gave it 6.
6? All right. What'd you think, taste-wise?
Taste-wise, it was just better than the other ones, and it hit a lot better than the other ones. Even though it, like... I mean, the other ones burned faster. Yeah, this burned fast-ish,
yeah.
But, like...
Not as fast.
Not
it was definitely
fast.
Not as hot.
It rolled more, though. That's why.
I thought it was
just kind of...
Yeah,
peppery.
But it was, like, a softer, like, hit, too, though. Just
not
like,
as
like,
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was very good.
What'd you give it?
3.
Me too. I just didn't, there was no flavor.
I might have been influenced by all of them from the same place, just being hot and nasty. So by the time this one was hot, like I was just like, man, I hate y'all for growing this shit right now.
So this is what,
but I wrote last possible choice, like LPC. I'll give it a 3, last possible choice.
I mean, there's a 7 in there. I don't.
Decent.
Dude,
London? That's not, I,
London, yeah.
I'd have to smoke more to get high, though. But I feel like I should... if they had... None of them...
They just grew it wrong. And it's too dry and old.
Well, it's a different... It's crossed with Cushman's, too.
I know. That's
so who knows
the price. I don't care about all that. All 3 of them aren't very good.
They're not
period.
All right. No. Hold on. Real quick. Let's finish this real quick. We can end it on this one. So I think this is mid. I think this is top. And this is mid.
No, Sour Diesel's mid.
You think Sour Diesel's mid?
Oh, there's 2 mids?
No, well, there could be. We don't know. I don't know what the price is at the Bones Grow.
No, they're both top shelf. They
top shelf?
Them, yeah. Because they get you like that.
Okay, Rudy?
Mids.
It's not about what you think they are. One of them is top shelf.
Okay, top shelf is that one.
Mids for these?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I want to change my shit. That's all lows.
He's stoned being answered. He low needs to start lows. Over.
What? It's all garbage. I want to change my shit. None of them top shelf.
No, one of them is top shelf.
No, I made it. He said he's not supposed to have two T's.
No.
He's supposed to only
this
have
could
one.
Be, this could be top shelf, too.
No,
price.
But you can only have
top,
one.
So.
That's what I'm saying. Top shelf price.
Top shelf.
Oh, but we don't know.
We don't know what this one is. I do know that between
these
two.
So those two are
two,
guessing. So we get to know.
Right,
go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Cut. I stick by my vote.
What?
The cereal milk is top.
Okay. And this one?
Mid.
Mid? Because this one could be top or mid. I don't know what the price is.
We need to start getting a low shelf one.
Yeah, no.
It might be the best.
No.
$5 Ace that my aunt gives. She says
what
good.
Everybody's all buying. Right.
Tree?
That's probably the good shit.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there. MTM.
All right, Mike.
Man, which sucky one is the most expensive? I'm probably the one I picked three on because it looks better than every, but like they're going to be able to, it's top shelf, so it's whatever they can sell. That shit looks greener and newer, you know, than...
All right, so mid.
They're all
the
mid,
rest?
Yeah. They don't have a choice.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. That's not the.
All right, let's see what she wrote.
Sour diesel was sticky enough.
Top shelf
means what?
Cereal milk.
Oh, look at y'all.
And the mid is the sour diesel and a lemon, or the
Bones Grown
London pound cake.
Nice.
Damn.
What? The Bones Grove was mid-shelf
cut
price.
I almost went with you guys and went to the cereal milk because I was because it smelled like Fruity Pebbles or whatever because there was actually a smell and I was thinking what they could sell.
Plus, it's got a good name.
That's
yeah.
Exactly it. If
right.
You guys sell it.
Marketing.
Yeah. All
right. Well,
yeah, I was like...
don't pick those three if you go to this company. Go something else. Unless you like London Pound Cake and you've had London Pound Cake before, then you should definitely get the London Pound Cake thing.
Like the aftertaste.
When he says
it's popped
if
it,
Tom tells you it tastes like
sure.
Something, it probably tastes like that. Because he knows more about taste than most of us.
Yeah, you taste.
Tastes
weird stuff. Huh?
Tastes
you
weird
do.
Shit, and he's been around the world when it comes to taste, so.
Well,
That smells pretty.
What?
I'll leave that one alone for now.
No, well, he's been to Amsterdam right, multiple times.
Everybody smell this.
What is that?
Everybody grow up, or do your smell test.
Cheesequake. I always want to call it chocolate.
So this
cheesequake?
Is
chocolate? My buddy Ken grew that a long time ago.
Yeah, me too. I grew it for the longest time. So I wanted to call it that.
Did you get it? Do you know a guy in Ann Arbor grew it? No?
No, I got it from my caregiver.
Okay.
I don't know where he got it from.
My buddy and Ann Arbor Girls grew that a long time ago. It was funny.
Dude, that shit was amazing.
It was pretty cool. Like, I couldn't believe, like, it's like it just seemed like so good and yellowy.
Steve grew it, too.
What's that?
Chocolate. I brought one over for you.
I thought I got some chocolate from somebody else.
No, you split it with me at the plant.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Because I had a chocolate from some guy from California, too, remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. JD gave me JD, you know JD.
That was before,
from,
yeah. It was probably before
yeah.
I knew you. Did you grow it in hydro or soil?
Soil.
Okay, yeah, because you did soil too over at the other place in Oak Park.
Not much. I was by the time I moved, I was all hydro.
Yeah.
That's a smart idea. You got no money. What are you gonna do? The most expensive way to grow. Get good yields though.
Yeah, but if you're gonna do something, maybe they'll make it worth it. Well, you want a beer?
Jesus Christ, cut!
What do you mean?
I like hydro. If it's done right.
Appreciate was my hydro
it.
Done right?
Man.
You used to smoke it.
I gotta cut down on
it. It was good. Yeah.
Man, that's so much smoother than the other one.
You got
any grinder? I busted out the
yeah, give it a week with my weed, it'll be broke.
Backup one.
I fucked this other one up, I think.
No.
Sarah's going to
I can't keep
grinders,
I can't keep
dude.
One. I can't keep
what are you talking about? Fucked it up. That thing's been, like, on the end since.
We had those two brand new ones.
Soaked that
Liv.
Shit some denatured alcohol
we
for
had, like,
a couple days,
ones,
goofball.
They're all fucked up.
That's it. Run some hot water.
I like it
golden.
The way it does. That way, if I
oh,
need
yeah,
it, I can just, like, throw it in a fire and get high off it. It's so full of resin.
Just throw it in the fire.
Alright, so I want to get someone's opinion real quick. Tree is not a smoker like we are. I mean, she can smoke, but she's not,
you know,
a heavy, heavy smoker.
Right.
So, anymore.
Anymore. So, what do you think? You smoked, you just got, again, normally you get more hits, but you got 6 hits off of 3 weeds. One of them costs probably 50. The other ones were at least 35, maybe a little more. Because, again, I can't tell her. It might have been 45, and she's like, it's mid shelf.
So I started off, like, that first one, it didn't really hit me, but, like, yeah, I could tell I was getting a little bit high. The second one, like, in the middle of it, after the first hit, I could tell that, like, I was getting a lot higher. And then the last one, it was just, like, just adding to that. But I could tell during the second one that I was getting higher.
Yeah, so you're high.
But, like, I know I graded it low, but it was, like, it burned differently, but, like, it got me high.
Yeah, I get you. No, that's just my curiosity. You're high right now.
Yeah.
Relatively. So you're definitely higher than everyone else here.
Yeah, I'm not high.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm stoned. Like, I felt like I was getting stoned from smoking mid-grades on, like, the second one.
No, I don't.
And I just kind of, like, leveled off at, like, okay, I'm going to be stoned while we sit here for a minute. Cool. Like, I'm not. I knew that was something to consider. That's why I was so mad on the last one. I was just like, okay.
It is something I consider.
Because.
No, it's not when I give a score. I'm because really people. About taste.
I'm picky. People though, yeah. If I smoke 3 doobies from somebody, I feel like I'm like it. If you bust it out for 3, I should be like, guys, that was great, man. Not like, so anybody else.
But you gotta remember, I mean, we've built up an immunity to a certain degree where.
I just smoked all day. I worked hard. 12 hours. I'm out of energy. I should be lit right now.
Stuff that we don't like, other people I think is dynamite.
I'm stoned.
It's perfect.
I feel like
I... You can see it. 7. 3.
You're right.
I feel like I smoked an hour ago, maybe.
3.
You're right. And 6.
Yeah, 6 is it... To me, a 6 is good.
Yeah, it's good. You're smoking again.
6 is good.
You're smoking again.
But a 7... That means you really like it.
Yeah.
If you give yourself a 7, you should, like, you
probably
take that as a
fucking
compliment. Because most shit, a 6?
7 means I'll ask for it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend money on a 7.
To me.
No, 7 means I'm going to smoke it, and I'm going to hit it 3 times like I do my joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to smoke it like it's my joint. I like to taste, so I'm going to sit here and talk and hit it.
Like you're doing that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All I have to say is I feel like... This isn't going to blow up a place. Yesterday, I rolled up a joint on break. I walked into work. I guess everybody was like, God damn, you smell like weed.
And you can't smoke a joint, man. You gotta stay clean during the day.
I didn't smoke a joint. I rolled a joint.
It's your fingers. You gotta wash your hands, your lips, everything, man.
I put it in a bag.
I had
baggy after that, and it was fine.
Got clients to fuck with, bro.
Who got clients?
I don't know.
Clients all know I
smoke. Oh, man, smoked. Oh, my clients smoked.
He's at work, man. Not
oh, he's at
Greenland. Yeah, I'm like working most
I want, yeah.
Oh, you're good then.
Yeah.
Pizza, so, pizza place, he allowed us.
You know what? We blew up a hotel, right?
Yeah.
We got fined for it.
No, it was in Ohio. We were going to Cedar Point. We went down the day before and went to haunted houses and stuff because we were going for the weekend. So that way we can get up in the morning and go. And I literally rolled 2 joints and a blunt. Put the joints back in the jar. Put the blunt in my ear. Went outside across the street and smoked a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we're in Ohio. I can't, find a place somewhere hidden, be nonchalant about it.
Right.
State parks are great.
I get a phone call from Lou. Like, dude, what the fuck did you do? I'm like, nothing. What do you mean? They're fucking saying we smoked in the room. They're fining us $150, and they're threatening to call the fucking cops.
Oh, Lou was with you?
Lou rented the rooms.
Oh, okay.
They were. He's the one that paid for everything.
So they called him.
They called him.
Sir, you're being fined.
Yeah, like, we know you smoke, blah, blah, blah. As I'm walking up, because I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I didn't smoke in the room. All I did was roll a fucking joint.
Right.
And we walked through, and I hear this dude bitching to the fucking lady. He's like, I don't know what happened, man. We were just chilling in our room, and next thing you know, the whole fucking room smelled like skunk.
You heard it.
And I'm like, uh-oh. I was like, yeah, we gotta go. So we left and went to Cedar Point.
Yeah.
I fined $150 for smoking in a room we didn't smoke in.
But he rolled the joint.
I rolled two joints. And a blunt.
And a blunt.
But
I think the thing that caused me the issue is the blunt doesn't fit in a jar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're too long. So it was in my ear, and I walked down the hallway.
Oh!
And that blew up the whole hallway, including the lobby. Everything.
Especially if it was freshly rolled.
All I'm saying is none of that shit smelled through the baggie or even when you opened the baggie.
Like, I mean, it's not going
maybe
to.
Maybe the first one did. The first one, Sour Diesel had.
It's overhandled.
Yeah, it's overhandled.
Like all the turps down.
And on top of that, it's who knows how old it is. You know what I'm saying? It's already, to me, that, well, we'll say not this one, but say the one that got the
that
worst
tastes,
is probably this one.
That tastes nice. I like the way that tastes.
Oh, thanks, man.
The top shelf.
I want to. I got the. Yeah, I like the way that tastes.
It's got a sweetness to it. It's nice.
Yeah, they don't have nothing about when it was tested or. Wait, yeah, they do. Wait, no, that's the date.
You gotta have something.
No, nothing.
Dang.
They say what.
Is this a rec place y'all went to or
no,
something?
No, it's. It's. But they don't.
They give gifts, you know?
They didn't give her seat either.
See, that's another thing. That.
But they got their menu online, right?
That Deck 420 don't give receipts either.
Oh. Yeah.
Some of these places don't give receipts.
I've always gotten one recently.
Deck 420 don't give receipts.
Since the taxes.
Unless you ask for it. If you ask for it, they'll give it to you.
What is that flavor?
Well, I don't know.
Not cured?
No, you do know what the flavor is. What is
it? You want me to tell you?
Yes.
What does everyone else think first?
I said it. Is this not cured cake? Not cured quake?
It's cheese quake.
Cheese quake. There we go.
It's not cured either. It's like just dry.
It's good though. I mean, it's gonna be fire. I can smell, but it's so fresh. It smells real good. Like I like it. As all far right,
Andy,
as I'm excited
like
for it, but it's not ready.
Fruity.
Okay, so it has a fruit taste.
Yeah, to me.
I'm gonna add one little thing to your piece.
Of cut.
I think it tastes sweet like bananas.
Okay, that would be fruity.
Yeah.
I hate bananas.
Oh, I love bananas so.
I just had a banana before.
Tree, what kind of flavor did you get?
Bananas are good for
sweet.
You.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Lots of potassium.
You
two bananas a day are better than
yeah, no, but. Minus.
Oh, we're going. We're making a train or something?
Okay, so you know I can't taste sweet wheat. Why? Because most sweet wheat doesn't have a lot of terpenes. This has enough terpenes
that
I can taste it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't tell me.
That's got a lot of terps.
Compared to this, this has 10 times as much terpenes. This had no flavor.
It had a lot of flavor.
Not compared to this.
Not compared to that.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe not, but it had a lot of flavor compared to the other two. How about that?
There you go. That's fine, but...
Yeah. So I had to give it a way higher score than a 5, because it was better than that one.
Did you have to go to 7, though? Did you have to go to 7?
I was thinking afterwards I should have went 6.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I would have seen 6.
Second time around, I didn't get no flavor, really.
I would give it reach to 6.
I feel like...
Yeah,
you giving that a 7 diminishes what I'm about to say about what you have about
yeah,
your smoke.
That's what I'm saying. Yours is a 7. That's not a 7. That yeah. Bone grown is not a 7.
I would agree.
Yours
yeah,
is
that
a 7.
Was some bullshit.
Compared to what we're smoking right now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys' scale might be different than mine.
That's
like,
true.
When I go to an 8, that means I'm wanting to grow it.
I know, but taste.
But you
wise,
are growing that.
You got.
That's an 8.
That's an 18.
You got sweet. Is it the same sweet?
Oh, hell no.
No.
So what's the difference
this
in the sweet?
Grape.
That's grape?
That's yeah. Grape to you?
Okay.
It actually is supposed to be grape because it's purple oracle in it, or granddaddy purple.
Okay.
So.
Man, it's got such a fruity flavor.
It's like a grape.
Granddaddy purple is fruity.
Cream cheese.
Well, that's with that crush on the end of
it's
it.
So what's lemon pound cake supposed
well,
to be fruit-wise?
Well, maybe
or lemon
it tasted like a pound cake. Yeah, I didn't get much lemon.
Oh, pound, so it's like a...
It's a pound cake. It just tastes like a pound cake.
That's why I don't taste it's a vanilla in this cream. I never
yeah,
taste the vanilla cream.
I like
cream.
It so much. I like vanilla.
He likes vanilla.
Yeah, I know, and
I
never taste
vanilla.
It.
Vanilla.
Huh?
I can see vanilla.
But that's why I think I don't like
that.
Because that's the flavor I hate.
That you don't like.
Oh,
is in this wheat. It bugs me, and I think it's because it's that vanilla terpene. I can't, whatever terpenes create the vanilla, I don't taste it or can't identify
it. Vanilla is really hard to taste.
Yeah, because I've never heard many people talk about vanilla.
All those vanilla tarts I have, none of them taste like vanilla to me, except for maybe number 4.
My artist skills are still mechanical.
So, if you want to know what they gave it, you can ask them. Sure, we.
What y'all give it? Did y'all rate it?
I give it a 7.
Yeah, you already said 7.
Yeah, I give it a 7. Guy.
What'd you guys say about it? You hate it?
I gave it a
7.5. Oh, I thought it was a 5. I was like, damn.
I hated it. I mean, it'd probably get a better rating once it's cured.
You want like that?
You understand what I'm saying?
The little one?
Yeah.
I think that it's so unique tasting that I...
Could get it when I
hit
it again.
I know what
I'm doing.
It's
pretty unique. I was like, I'll light it back up for you.
Smoke it.
Probably the sweetest weed I've ever grown around.
You want it again?
50 strains.
I just fucking know. So what is that? Is, what is that? Is that an indica?
I don't want it.
Or sativa?
It's
got
mercy in it. So it's
yeah, it's going to be more indica.
Why are they here?
Definitely grows indica. Actually, yeah, it better be indica.
Those ones, those Astros don't have smell still.
Neither does the 18 to me, though.
Neither does 18 to me. I don't smell, but that sorbet number 4 is starting to skunk up.
Oh, Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
Pure Gorilla Glue.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait.
I got me a glue.
I can't wait.
It looks like it's going to be a decent, like, structure.
Unless they not get Yeller, though.
I love glue.
No, I think it's good structure to where it could be used up to make at least 2 to 3 ounces per plant of, you know, good, decent bud. You're going to need a couple plants. Well, no, I'm saying if you put, like...
Oh, know, smaller ones?
Yeah, for commercial grow.
Yeah.
And then...
No, yeah, it would definitely do that.
Does the other change smell yet?
I'm bored. I'm tired to make more life.
What is he doing over there?
He's making super villains that eat our plants and shit. Caterpillars.
Super caterpillars.
These are the enemy you just drew.
Funny. Caterpillars eat plants, yeah.
Fucking
I can't believe I just asked.
They love leaves. They love leaves.
They might not mess with cannabis too much. Some of them be like going inside your stem and shit.
With all hair in your face.
You won't kill your plant. So
stuck on your tooth, goofball.
So they gotta feed themselves, to turn themselves into liquid. You know, they turn themselves into butterflies, right?
Yeah.
They liquefy themselves into a goop, and then like all that's left is like there's one like the brain basically, and the eyeballs are all there is, and it makes itself back up.
We gotta figure out how to die like that.
What the fuck did you just say?
They're living a double life.
Yeah, but why can't
they live a life as a?
Yeah, maybe we do. Maybe when you die,
as a caterpillar,
you bust out of your cocoon into your spiritual self.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
You don't care.
I just want to be a worm.
I think a worm would be a boring existence.
You're just traveling.
How long can you get up there? Oh my god. I don't want to get this up.
Did you dab that out of my fucking rig?
I don't want to get this up.
It is. I need a new one soon. I don't even use that thing. I don't like it. What?
Is there any more of that?
No, that was the last.
Damn! 18?
You ass.
I asked
you well, thank you for that.
Yeah, all I had left was scraps.
Damn!
I think there's some scraps in there.
Oh, we're smoking it!
Just scraps.
Damn!
That's my breakfast, man.
One more time.
Breakfast.
Damn! That's the one I like.
It was great, man. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
That's the one I like.
Yeah, pretty good.
You like
pretty
all
good.
Pretty good.
All right. Rudy likes all the deadheads.
It's got the taste. That's that taste. That when you take it in, the smoke is thick and it
coats everything.
Yeah, that was a good batch.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad batch. That was a good batch. Next one's coming out look pretty crusty.
And that's not even cured.
My yields are shit.
That's not even cured.
The fucking light problem.
Just imagine. You put in the jar for 2 weeks.
About 10 days now.
You put in the jar for 2 weeks.
Pretty much cured.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Got some funk
never going to happen.
Put in a jar for 2 weeks, burp it every 3 or 4 days. Oh, when you
see,
when you open that baby up 2 weeks later,
I gave someone Deadhead and told him to do that. I was like, you got to let it sit for a couple weeks. He goes, oh, don't worry, I will. Like, okay.
I've been there a lot. I've aged your shit 3 weeks or 3 months.
I ain't never aged it. DNA said that. DNA went and won a fucking cannabis cup, and it was 7 days dry.
I took your
seven
stuff.
Days.
Tangy, probably.
I took 2 big buds of your stuff and put it in this little apothecary jar. And I put it up, and actually I forgot about it. And I went in my closet to get something in my closet, and it fell. And it had been up there for like 3 weeks. That little jar, when I opened it up, my whole room. It was everywhere, man. And it got me fucked up. It got me fucked
like
up.
Like a child.
I wish I had put more up. But you know, that never happens.
Well, I want to... I'm going to... The DNA stuff...
Dude.
I'm going to... Because it comes down like the last cycle of... It comes down near the end of this month. So I want to... for at least 2 weeks before we do a show.
DNA. You ain't got a DNA. You mean subcool?
No, the DNA.
DNA.
Where?
Downstairs.
Oh, about to say.
All the sorbet collection.
Like, what you got over there is DNA.
Oh, no, I meant from here. And then over there, I do have a subcool, but that's, again, same time. So I'm going to have to do a subcool show with 4 different strains. And, well...
Phenotypes,
yeah.
And then with the DNA, I want to split it up into 2 shows. Two, three. Because I got... Yeah, because I got... I think we'll do the Tangy, split up the Tangy. And do one with an 18 and one with a sorbet because it's such a contradicting flavor. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't smell, does it?
Doing like the tables there.
That's what I was thinking. Because then I can... One after another, because the other one comes out 6 days after.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no going to be selling you that shit right away. But the Tangy, the blood oranges look like they're good yielders. They could be. They have that acid look, like the old acid stuff.
Which one's the latexy one?
A little different in crystal.
It's the second blood orange sorbet.
Yeah, it's the second blood orange.
Blood orange.
It smells like...
The latex smell.
It smells like a sex toy.
No, it smells like tangerines.
A tangerine sex toy.
I'm presuming. It smells like a sex toy.
Good
first.
Game.
No,
wasn't I'm sorry smoke. Inviting you over for a shitty
fucking
show.
No, it was good. This finished it off between the last two. It got me stoned.
Yeah,
way nice. I'm good.
Well, 18 to finish it off.
I got to see Rudy get to say damn a whole bunch of times, and we smoke weed he wants to smoke. So,
and you get
to
see his face
night.
When he
like,
hits it,
like,
and he's
like, he's going to go rent growing up as soon as he gets home.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I was about to say.
Oh, hey.
Wait a minute. Is that the one with
all of them?
Yeah. Spade and all of them. Yeah, all of them. Chris Rock.
Yep.
Oh,
he's come out to say.
Snatch. What's up?
I'm good.
He's a cool cat so far. Yeah. Wait, they're fucking. I gotta fix their fucking routine. I need to push them back like an hour.
Why, they're waking you up early?
Yeah, they're waking me up at 5:30. Wake me up at 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
The clocks just switched back.
I know. That's
so
what
it's
I'm
even
saying.
Now?
Yeah, it's even earlier now.
Right.
It's 4:30. It's like, fuck, dude. Come on, just give me a little more time.
Knock them out.
I'm hungry.
They'd be fucking with
you. Oh, dude. They'd be fucking jumping. Like, I'll get woken up to a cat going on my leg. Not really hard,
but
yeah. Just landing on it like, I'm going to get you. With MJ sitting right there, so at some point I'm afraid MJ's going to, no, she's just so zonked the fuck out, she don't care. Cats walk all over them. sitting next to her, just like Marley did.
Yeah.
Marley used to walk and, like, literally just, instead of walking on me, she'd walk on MJ from head to toe, get to her spot.
Animals.
All right, Magneto.
See you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks that shit opinion. Sounded like fucking...
In a minute, Ben.
Sounded like a local, like a... one of those cicadas landed on the table for a minute, like.
Yeah.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, thank you for letting me join. Good. This was fun.
You're welcome. Thank you for your opinion. We appreciate it,
dude. I worked my ass off today. This was great.
Would you?
I didn't give a fuck. It was a nice relaxation.
So obviously, you didn't like the top shelf. But say this was 35 and this was 35. Would you be upset about that? The two ones you liked. Oh.
35?
No, I'd be less upset about it for the last one.
I don't buy sex.
No, I know, but just I'm just saying. Just saying if you
want. I say 30 there.
Yeah, I say 25. I say they're 25
years. If I got a break on work and I got that London pound cake for 30, I'd be happy.
Yeah. If you gave me it for $100 an ounce, I'd take it. And sell it to somebody
35,
else.
I'm like,
because yeah. I know there's people out there. You know why? Because of these big old buds, man. These big old buds. People love these
big old buds. Have a good one, man. Yeah.
Again.
You too.
Peace out. Yes, thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
You got anything else you want to bring up on Extra Time?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Let's talk about Bill Maher.
What about him?
Bill Maher. He has extra time, don't he?
Oh, he does have extra time.
You know what I want, though?
What?
This is going to sound crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, how about that?
I do want that.
I was listening to this program about ghosts, and they got this thing called a ghost box. You ever hear about this before?
No. Do you put it what? In there?
It's called a ghost box. No, you cut it on, and it's frequencies that are going so fast that you can communicate with dead people. Or maybe they're in another dimension, I don't know. Through this ghost box.
I don't like ever bring them out so it'll talk to you.
I don't want to.
You can hear them. Yeah, you can.
Oh, hear so them. You can hear their voices.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and sometimes, they'll respond to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This works.
You know who Chris? Where'd you hear about is? This?
On this, a couple of different podcasts I've listened to. Yeah. They've talked about it.
How much did it cost?
There's a guy that sells them. I think they start at like $100 and go up to like $300 or something.
Fuck with that.
Why?
Bad shit.
Bad juju?
Yeah.
Bad juju?
You don't do that. Man,
you don't do that.
I won't just...
like a Ouija board, right?
Yeah, you don't do that either. It's just, you don't do the stuff that's not good.
Why isn't it good? Maybe it's the best thing we could do for humanity.
No, it's not.
Maybe we'll figure out what
I don't believe in scary movies.
You don't believe in scary movies, do you? What... Why would you?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to go to a place where life isn't real?
Well, it's real there, just like it's real here.
Oh no!
Yeah, once you get there, it'll be real for you.
I mean, it's communication. You know, it's just like if you were in the jungle and somebody told you that I could talk. I talk to somebody 1,000 miles away in a little teeny box like this. They'd be like, "Oh, what are you talking about?"
I'm like weird. I'm
you
like,
know what I'm saying?
I believe in like all that like Dante's Inferno type.
Oh,
yeah.
The fear of God.
Not even so. Just that you know, there.
Well, it's some kind of fear if you're saying if we mess with this something might.
Well, I'm saying that. Like, even people that are of the paranormal, like, they say, like, don't mess with it. The uncharted things. Like, people...
Oh,
like,
I see what you're just saying.
Like, don't mess with things that you can't control and have no...
I see what you're
it's
saying.
It's just like you shouldn't be in a place you shouldn't be. It's the exact same
And who tells you this?
Who?
Paranormal people.
Yeah,
you say?
Paranormal people.
But they do it.
The mediums.
Well, but they do it.
But yeah, they're doing it.
Who they say?
Even so.
So you gotta learn. Maybe, they have to learn at one time.
They
must right.
Touch.
Am I right?
Good point.
anybody that tells you not to do something usually knows not to do it, right?
It makes you
want
to
do it. It depends on who
that is. Hold on a second.
If Trump told me to do something, I wouldn't do it.
Trump's doesn't like a lot of people.
Go around not doing things or telling people not to do things that
Yeah, but there's a lot of greedy people out there.
But
yeah,
what would be wrong with exploring other things? Yeah. As long as you have a positive... I believe as long as you keep a positive mind...
I don't think there's no negativity outside.
You can explore other things. You'll be able to know negativity if you see it and just avoid it.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's why I say that's the vibe I get from that.
From that stuff.
From that.
I feel you.
Don't fuck with it.
I feel you.
Because you can't control it.
No, it's not that you can't control it. It's the... I believe in manifestation, so whatever... I believe that whatever you think is what you are. You can manifest. Whatever you think is what you are. So
I'm talking about the secret, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No way. You believe that?
What?
The secret?
That's that book, right?
Yeah,
where they say if you just think this over and
over
again.
I've had girls tell me that the things that I say are like
that. If you just say that, we get what?
For a long time.
Okay, in some ways he's right. If you think negative thoughts, you will be a negative person. Yeah. If you think positive thoughts, you'll be more positive. The secret is different in the sense that they say that if anything you want to do in life, you literally just have to think about it.
You still have to try. Still have to make effort. You can't just think it.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But look what you're doing right now. Isn't that kind of...
No. That's what you say, but the...
Magnus. There's an expectation.
If you live in India, you can do
that. There is no expectation.
Yeah, the secret says anybody can.
But that's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You really don't know what you're doing.
No, there's a 0 point of gravity, and that's...
You really don't know what you're creating, on another plane.
Right, yeah, but this, you do that. This is exactly the plane that I think is gravity. Magnetism.
So we're only stuck to the ground because of iron in our blood?
Maybe.
That's true. Lean on that.